Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the ACE and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The ACE and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ooh. It's the second workday of the week, so two workdays, so Tuesday. You know that's why it's called Tuesday? Because it's the second workday.
No, I didn't. Is that true?
No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
I just made it up just now, like on the spot. I'm spotting.
Oh.
That's what you call making up something on
right.
The spot. You call it spotting. You can look that one up.
I don't make the rules.
But do y'all find yourselves having more or less energy on Tuesday than on Monday?
Probably less.
I think it's more for me.
I don't know.
On Saturday nights, I go to bed at like sometimes 3 a.m, and then I got to go back to sleep the next night. So Mondays are pretty rough.
Yeah. What are you doing up all hours of the night?
Playing
with your steps?
Playing games in bed and just not sleeping.
Yeah. Because
I'm
so exactly as I see it.
I'm pretty stupid sometimes. So.
Playing games with his self. He's playing self games. That's what we're calling it now.
Man, you walk into the room, it's like 2:30 in the morning, and there's my man, you know, laying in bed. Like, controller in his hand.
She would never know because she's at 10 o'clock, she's in bed, and at 12 noon the next day, she's getting up.
Are you wearing the CPAP mask while you're playing games in bed, Rob?
No, I can't really do that. No. I use one of the nasal ones, and it kind of gets into my eyes a little bit.
Yeah, you can't. Like, I can't put my glasses on with mine. So
fan on, all that stuff going, Rob.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So all you really got to do is, when you get sleepy, is just put the game down, game controller down, and put the CPAP on.
Strap on that mask. Yeah.
Well, right before the CPAP, I do have to put the head strap, too, that keeps my jaw from opening.
Yeah, that's right. Damn. So he just has the complete torture chamber. All right, so we have a freaky couple that has done something, and they think it's so cool. And they're also unattractive, so you can go ahead and tell you they're nudists. Yeah. And a teacher in Florida that has done something that I think is fabulous, but it has also shown me that I am behind the times on something that I thought I was up to date on. We'll get into all that coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.
Breaking and entering Christmas with our charity, Peyton's Promise, is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, furniture, decor, and more. Located at Langtree, lilyandgrace.com.
More than just a little funny. This is extra funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast.
So there is a main and a woman in England, and they are best friends, or as they call it over there, mates. They're best mates. They're not a couple because the guy is married to another woman. But there's a huge article about them because they have just taken a 6-day tandem bike ride completely naked across England. Neil Cox is his name. Middle name on. Which I think is a weird middle name for someone. It must have been his mom's maiden name. Her maiden name must have been On.
Is this a real story?
Did you yes, it's okay. A real story. And the woman's name is Jay Antic. He's 36. She's 25. And so they've been on a 260-mile naked cycle journey.
Oh, God.
And they talk about all of the, you know, the wonders of it and how most of the response so far has been overwhelmingly positive. So they are not just being naked and freaky amongst their own people in a private club or something. They're out in public forcing people to look at them naked. Right? So you can't make me believe that this is not a fetish. They're exhibitionists. They want people to look at them naked. They get some sort of a thrill out of it. And since everybody has been told you can't judge, so they get these other people saying, I think it's great, you know, but what if you got children in the car and here come these two people on a bicycle and they're naked as they can be, showing, you know, all of their private parts and everything else, because I mean they're naked. Yeah. On this bike.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of them now as they travel. Is it legal to be naked in these cities?
Evidently it is because, I mean, they've been out there doing it for however many days and they've done news reports about it and they've got pictures of them doing it.
In tandem, that's like the two seat. That
Yeah,
the
makes it seat. Look even more ridiculous. Yeah,
I mean, that was stupid.
Yeah, so, again, I think that and they call them, they're not nudists anymore, they're naturists.
Okay.
That's what the name of it, naturists. But in most of these cases, I still go back to the fact that most of these nudists are so unattractive that they feel like nobody is going to voluntarily look at them naked. So they have to do these types of things to get people to look at them naked.
A couple of observations just from looking at some of the pictures of them online. As if you didn't look weird enough, just riding a bicycle naked, riding a bicycle wearing only a helmet and a pair of athletic shoes is a totally different look. And he rides in front of her.
Yeah.
So essentially his butt is on the handlebars of her bike, mm-hmm. of her portion of the bike. So her hand, the entire time when she leans forward to grab the handlebars, her hands are within a couple of inches of his sweaty back and butt.
Mm-hmm.
Smelling like ass the whole time.
And there's no way you get chafing and all of that stuff. Because this doesn't look like it's a really expensive bicycle that has comforts and things like that in it. It just looks like a kind of an old tandem bike.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like everything else in England. Looks like an old version of the stuff that we have.
Crap. They're younger than I expect. You don't often hear about a nudist that's 26 and a woman.
Yeah. But they're not, I was saying they were ugly and all that, but in actuality, they're not as ugly as most nudists are.
Yeah. Okay. Good for them.
Yeah.
But what the hell? What happened to just going to like Puerto Vallarta? on vacation. You want to get on a bicycle and show your butthole to England?
Yeah, because
get a grip. I mean,
because it's their fetish.
You're 20 years old. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
They go to a nude beach or something.
Yeah, I don't. There's not anything more fun to do.
But just and like people, they point yourself out that a lot of people have said, "Hey, just because you want to see each other naked doesn't mean the rest of us want to see you naked." Yeah. And we have no choice when you ride your bicycle through our town.
Mm-hmm. Freaks.
And they're right. If you're sitting at a red light driving your car and somebody rides up next to you in a bike and they're naked, you glance over like you have, you don't have an option.
Yeah, I mean, it's a full narcissist move. I don't care what happens in your family or with your kids, what you think. I want to be naked. I want the world to see my booty hole. Mm. Rob, can you take that out of context? And then there's this teacher in Florida, and they're making a huge deal out of this, but this is just the way it used to be in school. This teacher named Angela Santalo in Florida has banned Gen Z and Gen Alpha slang in her classroom. She teaches science.
Okay.
And she doesn't want them speaking to each other in this slang. She wants to make a better person, a better, more educated sounding person. And that's what teachers are supposed to do.
Yeah.
So looking at the list of words that she has banned from slang in her classroom, I think that I pretty much keep up with slang and all that the young people use, but some of these I'm not quite sure about. You can't say Pookie. Now, is Pookie a Gen Z or a Gen Alpha word that means something other than what it meant when we were growing up, which is just like a term of endearment, like a cutesy little nickname? Like,
I don't know.
You know.
Aura.
Your aura?
Your aura, yeah.
Bro and womp womp. Or also, I know bro womp means, but womp womp. What does womp womp mean?
You're a womp womp.
Could be any number of things.
Womp womp.
So what is the problem? Are parents upset?
It's just like this is just so out of the ordinary now for a teacher to say you can't use slang in my classroom. It's because of the dumbing down of society. Yeah. Let's see. She says, we'd be lining up for lunch and I'd hear students saying, you're so skibbity, or that's so sigma. What are those things? I haven't heard those. What is skip? Is it skibbity?
Skibbity. Don't bother with that one though, because it's stupid.
Well, they're all stupid. But what does it mean?
Exactly. That one's the only one that I don't know that it has a meaning. They just kind of use it.
And so, what does it mean when you say something sigma?
I think it's just something is so far away from being an alpha. It's just bad. Because sigmas are later in the.
You mean as in feminine?
No, like. It's hard to say. Hold on. Let me see if I can find. Okay, actually, never mind. I was incorrect. Sigma is slang word for the best.
Oh.
Or someone who is a humble alpha.
That was not very sigma of you, Ron.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I totally messed that up. I thought it was the opposite of alpha.
And just so you know, TJ, skibbity is pronounced skippity.
Skippity?
Is it?
Yeah. It's pronounced like skippity.
But it's spelled with a B, skibbity.
It's spelled S-K-I-B-I-D-I, but it's pronounced S-K-I-P-P-I-T-Y.
Okay.
Well, no inherent meaning. It can be used as a wacky adjective to mean cool, bad, or dumb, depending on the context.
So it's kind of like all the things that the hang loose
kind of
sign means in Hawaiian.
That's according to Urban Dictionary.
I've never heard it.
So the teacher says, I am nobody's Pookie. Do not call me Pookie. Stop addressing people as Pookie.
That's what teachers are supposed to do.
Yeah. So the reason I'm doing this is because I want you to speak like you're more educated.
And what is that? For 1 hour a day, you're not allowed to use slang?
Just in her class. Just however, in her class. You know, and she teaches science. And I hear that, you know, the kids and teachers cuss in class now to each other.
What?
Like just in regular language.
What?
Like in high school, kids are cussing and all, and the teachers cuss. And that just is, again, it's dumbing down society.
I think
on purpose.
I think Meredith has only done that one time. She may have cussed at a kid one time.
But she teaches lower grades, though, doesn't she?
Fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they cuss at her.
Yeah. But isn't that... No, she doesn't teach the at-risk kids anymore, does she?
No, she's actually with the academically gifted now.
Oh, okay. And they're the ones cussing
her? They're cussing, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And what did she call them? Because I'm sure that fifth grader probably deserved whatever she said to him. Yeah. What did she say?
I think she said... She may have cut that shit out.
You little muck.
Just lost her cool there for a minute. Was like
But I'm telling you, all of this started on the downtrend whenever they first allowed teachers to wear dungarees to work.
Damn jeans.
Every first time they allowed teachers to wear jeans in the classroom. The standards just go straight downhill.
Meredith wore shorts and Crocs last week to work.
Yeah, and then she's got kids calling her an MF-er.
So, that's what you get.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Breaking and entering Christmas with our charity, Peyton's Promise, is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Lily and Grace is a one-stop shop for the exquisite home, furniture, decor, and more. Located at Langtree, lilyandgrace.com.
Ladies, you've been searching your entire lives for a pair of good-looking stiletto heels that are painless. Yes, painless. Well, they do exist, and they're from Protégé Footwear. Save 30% right now by using the code ACETJ at acetj.com/shoes.
Fuel your day with the delicious and nutritious protein-rich pancakes from Long Table Farms. Lots of options, and you can indulge in them guilt-free, knowing you're choosing a nutritious, protein-rich option that supports your health. Order now at acetj.com/pancake.